Let's talk with journalist Steve Miller, who's on the other end of our line. Steve is a noted investigative journalist. He is an author and lives in Hazlitt. Steve, how are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Tell us a little bit about your background.
I'm originally from Michigan. I'm an investigative reporter at Texas Watchdog. It's a nonprofit investigative journalism operation based in Houston, Texas. We focus on government transparency, but I'm also the author of a few books. Girl Wanted, Edgar nominated true crime book is the most recent.
You are going to be at an event on June 2nd. Tell us about it.
I'm going to be doing a seminar, a 45-minute presentation. It's a citizen training to make people more aware here in Michigan of the open records law and how we can use it. Michigan has one of the weakest transparency, some of the weakest transparency laws in the country. You might remember, I think you even put it, noted it on your show. The state got a F for transparency from the Center for Public Integrity. This was in March. And this is consistently a poor performer in terms of how accessible the government records are. So we're going to be going over some of that stuff. I'm going to tell people how you can, start off with the basics, how you can file an open records request, and take it from there, what's available out there right now. Essentially, we're going to try to tell people how to convert something that exists into something that didn't. Some of these records are there ready for you to be turned into information, and all you got to do is access them. And Michigan doesn't make it easy for you to find them.
We'll try to help. Investigative reporting, breaking stories that force change, will be presented at 9:30 a.m. at the Franklin Center on June 2nd. That's the dirty work, though, Steve. Not a lot of people want to take the time to go ahead and dig in to find that information, but you have to enjoy the journey, don't you?
Well, you do. You're right. It is funny because for someone like me, when you find it, you're just elated when you come across something and say, these people are so and so is doing something wrong. I'm just trying to think of some things that I've done. Well, I'll tell you what. In town, in Michigan, being from there and spending a lot of time there, I look at something like I'm very curious about Common Ground. This operation, I try to find out how it's funded and where that some of that money goes. I'd like to know. I'm not crazy about tax dollars being spent on Leonard Skinner. I'd like to know where that how that comes about, how much are they paying them, and there's all kinds of things out there that people can access whether they if they want to see this. Do you want to know how much overtime is being doled out to local cops, and which cop? I'd like to know that kind of stuff. Travel records for a government employee. Right now, they're sitting there. There are unreported findings on the state's sex offender registry, the accuracy of prisoner release dates, the emergency 911 fund. Earlier this year, there was a state of Michigan audit of the state's Bureau of Elections that found 48 inmates voted 52 times between 2008 and 2011. Eight of those people cast absentee ballots. I'd like to know a little bit more about that. These are the kinds of things that are out there, and these are the kinds of things we're going to talk about on Saturday, and how you can get those. People may want to know this.
All right, give us a little insight to some of the secrets that you use to get the information that can be the foundation of your stories.
Well, it all starts with the open records request, I'm going to direct everybody to a website, a FOIA letter generator. So that's where you start. And then we want to know. I tend to troll a lot of websites and try to find places. Like there's the Michigan Campaign Finance Network has a great site where you can track all kinds of things where the money is gone. It goes all the way back to 1984, and so we want to show people how to data crunch that. You can link contributions to certain bills in legislature, and how that legislator is influenced by money. And this, people know this, but that legislators are greatly influenced by their donations. But what they don't know is that you can find it in several clicks of the mouse. I can find out. I'm going to show people who register to put out issue ads. Issue ads in a political season are huge. And now I can tell people where to go to find, where we can find these Michigan 527s, these groups that formed to influence elections, things like that. Michigan's Auditor General is a treasure trove of information, and I want to show people where that is. Legistorm is another website. That's where I go all the time. I try to find out about earmarks and see who's getting the most and for what at the federal level. All these things are out there, and the things that I want to show people how to access.
How do you get people interested in that? Because a lot of us will say, oh, we don't really care about that, Steve. I just care about having cheap gas and getting to work and taking care of my kids. Why is that important?
Well, it's cool because I can handle that. You know, there are a lot of people that are saying, well, I guess you want to say you want to know about cheap gas or something like that. Or somebody that gets irritated by things, because I read, you know, the local papers, and you look in the comments section, people are really upset when some news comes out that something's happened, that somebody's been caught with their hand in the till, and so on and so forth. But sometimes I see that maybe they don't make the connection that they can get ahead of this stuff, and they can know why this happened and how this happened. So if you're irritated by that the city is having unpaid days off, finding out how much so-and-so spent on a recent trip, a city employee spent on a recent trip to somewhere on some sort of boondoggle, is empowering to someone. And yeah, you're right. There are always going to be a group, probably the majority, that don't care about this stuff. They're just trying to get by and make the day happen. But I'm here for those other people that say, listen, I'd like to know why. The curious, you know, satisfy the curious. Give people some sort of incentive to check into some things that they probably don't know they can.
Investigative journalist Steve Miller will be speaking at the Citizen Watchdog event hosted by the Franklin Center. That's June 2nd. Tell us where it's at and where people can get more information, Steve.
Yeah, it's at the Lansing Center. I'm going to be on at 9:30. $11.54. You can attend. There's going to be a few other, the number of other events there that day, but I'm here talking about what I'm doing. So come on down at 9:30. Like I say, if you show up and I see you outside the door, I'll probably open the door.
All right, thanks, Steve.
All right, thanks.